You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
A one to Bigby. Swinging a chopper over to short. Owings has got it. He goes to second for one. On to first. Great turn by Gonzalez, and they get him. Priester gets out of the inning thanks to Nick Gonzalez receiving that toss with a bare hand and firing a dart to first base. 6-4-3 on the high chopper. Owings picked up the short hop. Gonzalez knew he had to hurry. And the nice pick by Nunez gets Bigby by a step. Base is loaded, nobody out, and Priester gets out of it unscathed.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I don't know, I thought that guy sounded pretty good. That was the radio voice, excuse me, the television voice of the Indianapolis Indians, of the AAA, the AAA outpost of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But
dump him, Tanny.
Yeah, I know, right? The Indianapolis Guardians. No, I'm not going to have to say that anymore. I like a little bit of a hitch in my giddy up every time I say the Indians, but it's just because it's Indianapolis. Anyway,
dude, Mark, stop saying Indians.
I got to stop.
Enough with the hitch and the giddy up and all that.
Thank you. Jack McMullen has been termed Jack McMarlin by our mutual friend Jason Benetti because Jack McMullen is now the radio voice of the Miami Marlins, and he joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Jack, welcome to the Spiegel and Holmes Show. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody and Chris Tannehill and Shane Reardon. Congratulations on being one of 30 Major League Baseball radio voices. How you doing?
It's weird to hear, man. I'm doing well. It's funny. As soon as I, start the process of looking for an apartment in Miami, I get my jury summons in Chicago. So I look forward to making a phone call and getting out of that. That's going to be great.
Ah, what a good reason to get out of it.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Look, you made it to the show. So I think you get to hear Kevin Costner from Bull Durham right now.
You'll never make it to the bigs with fungus on your shower shoes. Think classy. You'll be classy.
You got to be careful. No fungus on the shower shoes. You got to step up the wardrobe, the hygiene in general, the haircut consistency, all of that. Like, it's a whole new ballgame, isn't it?
That's the big one, haircut consistency. Because I hit a point where I was like once every 3 weeks or so, and then I was like, you know what? I'm a minor league announcer. For the sake of being cost effective, it's time to pivot to like once every 6 weeks, once every 2 months. But I think we got to go back to 3 weeks or a month now.
Oh, yeah, man. You can get the really good haircuts now with that MLB dough.
Well, see, Grody, you've done it. You've lived it as pre and post for the Cubs.
Yeah, I traveled with the Cubs for 3 years, so I do understand the lifestyle and the venture that you are taking on.
Was there access to the team barber?
Oh, I did not have access to the team barber. I had a lot of perks with the Cubs job, but I did not. The barber was not one of them.
What kind of perks can Jack look for? I'm looking forward to the gravy train.
Well, he knows how nice. Well, no, he doesn't because he's only done minor leagues. The travel, just the way Major League Baseball teams travel, like having your bus pull up to an airplane. train and then take you to the ride to the airport accompanied by state police. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Oh, boy.
And you're going down to Kennedy to O'Hare and everybody's having to pull over because you're on the bus, man. So the travel,
let's go,
Jack, is going to be exquisite for you, I think.
A lot of people are telling me about this this commute from, you know, Fort Lauderdale area to Miami, and rush hour can be brutal, and I'm pretty excited for that police escort.
Yeah, but you're never going to have to deal with that again.
I'm really excited. From Lone Depot to MIA, that's going to be great to not have to deal with that. And I'm good. You know, I do the pre-check thing, but I'm all right not using that and just walking on the bird.
Oh, listen to him. Walking on the bird. For those who don't know, Jack is my nephew. I was at Jack's bris. You guys know what a bris is? Shane, Tanny, you guys know what
like
a bris is?
A slow bris cook?
I've seen Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's like the circumcision thing, right?
Yeah.
Jack, how close is Map into your penis?
Well, let me answer that for Jack. My job at his bris was something called the Sandek, S-A-N-D-E-K, which is a lovely part of the house. It's where the sun comes in. No, the Sandek is, I had to put a piece of gauze with Manischewitz wine into Jack's mouth as the only anesthesia that's allowed technically at the bris as the Moyle does his job on Jack's little Marlin.
I'd order some, but it looked funny on my table. Yeah.
I thought we were talking about
wild.
I thought we were going to talk Marlins baseball, all that stuff.
No, maybe. Dude.
Cal Quantrill looks like he's going to be a Marlin.
No.
Cal Quantrill.
Your little jazz chisel.
tell us all about Cal Quantrill. But no, it's the thing. Jack's my dude. Jack is a wonderful young man who I've seen. And listeners, score listeners, know about your role in my life has permeated into conversation on the score and therefore to listeners. McNeil used to say, oh, the McGillicuddies. Because
I remember that.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
Because
yes.
I would talk about the McMullins. He's like, maybe you don't want to blow their anonymity out there in Oak Park. You just want to say the McGillicuddies instead. And I used to talk about you as a pitcher at OPRF. Describe the arsenal, Jack.
We're all very proud of you, Jack.
Yeah, but describe the arsenal, please, as a pitcher. What'd you have?
Well, thank you, guys. It was 74 on my best day. It was that natural two seam. It was great. Pivoted to a sinker. I wanted to roll a couple more ground balls than the. I don't know what classic exit velocities were in Chicagoland high school baseball, but they were really high against me. So I wanted to get away from the liners and try and get 105 off the bat on the ground instead. So we went sinker. We went 12-6 curveball, which was great.
Oh yeah,
and then decent feel for the change up too. So, you know, I could get through five innings with one punch out, but no walks. That's what I hung my hat on.
I once wrote a baseball column, I believe when I was writing for the Daily Herald, Jack, about watching you pitch and feeling like I had a dog in the fight as a baseball fan for the first time in my life. You know, like there was a moment, Mark Grody, where I saw Jack strike out a dude to end the inning with a 12-6 curveball that just dropped in.
The old Rich Hill.
Yeah, exactly. And he walked off the mound before the umpire made the call. You know that move?
Oh, yeah.
You know that move?
Yeah, that's strong. Oh, and everybody's okay with it, too.
Because you froze him.
Right.
You froze him with the curve. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, that's my nephew.
Oh, that's neat, Jack.
Look at that. So I've been in your corner as a player. And now to be in your corner as a broadcaster and see you do this, I just got to say, it's pretty darn thrilling. I got to say.
I was so cool when I was 14 years old, man. It was great reading that article, and friends' dads were like, hey, I read this piece from your uncle. I was like, yeah, no, for sure. I think there was a point where I got like a lot less cool, and then it was a slow taper down from there, but there was some steep drop off at some point. I have no idea when it was, 18th birthday, high school graduation, whenever it was.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah, it really.
I have to ask you this, though. As you know, as we've been discussing, as the fabric of this conversation, you know that Uncle Matt is a massive, massive baseball fan, obviously. You know that. We all know that. That it is in his blood. It is the fabric of Matt Spiegel. So that said, you have a play-by-play job in Major League Baseball. Matt is trying to get a job as a play-by-play guy in Major League Baseball. How has his jealousy manifested itself towards you, young Jack?
Tell you what, he called me, and the first thing he said was, "You get your own episode on the PBP now," which was you know, clear where his priorities were.
Yeah, your content, kid. Yeah.
And here you are at 4:25 on the afternoon show. That's right.
Right. It's really funny because, you know, I will say, and I've told Matt this, like, I got into this because I watched him do it. And the last time that I watched hockey was probably when Marian Hossa was on the ice. But, I mean, I saw him on the ice after the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup and was like, I want to talk about sports for a living. I don't know what sport. I don't know where. All I know is that I want to be there for the thing.
That's awesome.
And I got into this. I wanted to go to college to do that. And I got there. And then 2017, I interned with WGN. And my job was with the production crew. And I just sat in the back of the TV booth. And I watched Benetti and Hawk do their thing on the south side. And I watched Len Casper do his thing on the north side. And I said, you know, sorry, Uncle Matt. Like, I think the talk thing is cool, but their office is the ballpark. So let's try and pivot to that. And the pivot has gone decently well, I think.
Yes, yes, it has. What do you love about baseball play-by-play?
You get to do it every day. It's the unique game where, regardless of what happens on Monday, you get to do it again on Tuesday. And regardless of what happens on Thursday,
I think he was going to say you get to do it again on Friday.
Jack, right, and things. Oh, you got me?
Got you back. Keep going.
Yeah, so I mean, the beauty of this is you get to do it every day. Football, you do it 16 times, and you wait all week to do it again. And in 3 hours, it's over. Mm-hmm. Baseball, you know, things don't go your way, your team's way that you are, you know, employed by. You get to do it again 24 hours later. I love being able to get up and do the same thing again.
It's a hell of a metaphor for life, isn't it? It really is.
Well, it was like the when I was doing pregame for the great Pat Hughes, the Hall of Famer, who's still doing it at a very high level for the Cubs, when it would be an exhaustingly horrible day for the Cubs, or if it was like a 1-0 thriller, one hitter, Pat would always say the same thing, Jack, at the end of the broadcast. Well, tomorrow's a brand new day, and then he'd walk in the next day, and everything that happened the day before, except for the obvious references to it, it was full speed ahead to the next game. It stays behind. So to your point, you really gotta love that stuff, Jack, to want to do that. And it sounds like you have that necessary information known already.
I think so, and it's appreciating the differences of each day, right? It's appreciating the difference between a 1-0 game and an 8-7 game and an 8-1 game, but it's also, you know, appreciating the similarities as well, where, hey, you're going to put that 1-0 game to bed when you go to bed, and you're going to get up at 7:30, 8 a.m. the next day, and then you get to do a lot of similar things that you had done the day before. I like that. I'm a routine-based person.
Jack, the Marlins' job as compared to others, the Marlins' payroll as compared to others, we could talk about where they are in the MLB stratosphere, but it's also a place where Boog Shambi started. It's a place where Len Casper started. It's a place where Dave O'Brien came through, as he's now the Red Sox voice, and I believe Joe Angel. I'm sure there are more. It's been a tremendous proving ground for young broadcasters historically, hasn't it been?
Yeah, the history of that position on radio and in TV is not lost on me by any stretch. And I know that those are big shoes. And I think Kyle Seeloff, who was the radio guy before me, who just elevated to the TV job, who I think is going to do a great job, he set a wonderful precedent for me to hop in and try and elevate that product. But it is the alumni list in those booths is not lost on me in the slightest. And I will tell you, I really do like that organizational direction. I got to chat with Peter Bendix, the president of baseball operations, during the interview process, and he came from Tampa. They do a great job in Tampa, and it seems like they're set up for a lot of success moving forward.
Yeah, Jack, do you have a favorite word that you think you're going to throw out there? Because we have a couple from Spiegs, but I think Tanny has one here that we love more than anything.
Spanked very high in the air. The 1-1 from Sandoval is spanked, but right at the shortstop, Tyler Wade. Delivery, and that from Yan Gomes is spanked into right field. Spanked, spanked, spanked.
Love to spank, Jack. Yeah. What are you feeling, brother?
I'll use spanked as an ode to the host of the PBP, Voices of Baseball, but I love calling stuff high octane. I will say that's my jam. Whoa, I love guys octane with high octane stuff.
That's a professional broadcaster there, man.
Yeah. And try lean into Spanked. Just maybe once in that first week, you know?
Define leaning in. Like, what is leaning in?
Once. Once is
just
all I mean.
Just spank it, brother.
Yeah. Man, I wish you all the best. I hope you spank the hell out of this job.
Okay, that's enough.
I know. I think it is.
But, spanked.
Yeah, thank you. Just remember, you are an emblem of that next generation who will one day be able to hire and fire us all. When you eventually need to cover 10 to 20 games for your national schedule, I know a guy. Okay? Just keep that in mind, Pally. It's right.
Gotcha.
It's all commerce. That's because I did such a good job at your bris. Jack, thank you. Congratulations. We are all thrilled for you. A lot of avuncular feelings here at the Score for young Jack.
Congratulations. Yeah,
see? You got Mitch's congratulations right there.
Thank you. No, that was good paying it full circle with the bris reference at the end.
Right?
Great job.
Yeah, thank you. It was a little callback. That's what they call
Uncle
in the business.
Uncle Matt's professional.
Always teaching. Yeah. Always teaching.
Uncle Matty.
Thanks, man. Love you.
Thanks, guys.
And someday there'll be the historic autobiography or on History Channel of Matt Spiegel, and they'll be talking about what a clean broadcaster did, great work, his classic spanked calls that we all remember.
George will pontificate on it.
But it was really the spank calls that it came down to.
Yeah, I killed base runners and I talked about spank. And he's going to be dead. Yeah, I know. These are my calling cards as a broadcaster.
It could be, it might be, it is, and spank.
Doing a Cubs game next week. Next week, as a matter of fact.
Are you serious?
Next Thursday.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, next Thursday and, okay. And next Sunday.
So what's
or
the
Friday.
The
Friday. Friday and Sunday.
With whom? Give me the lowdown.
Me and Ron Coomer.
Okay, the Coom Dog
on
and you.
On the Cubs flagship network.
Sick.
Cubs Dodgers on Friday at Sloan Park in Mesa.
Oh, my God.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pat.
Now get out of here.
So I do a game on Friday, and then on Saturday, Jack begins his career with the Marlins.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
This is, wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty
cool. Be proud, dude.
Yeah.
Like you've been a big thing for him. Be proud.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. He's a wonderful kid, as are all of the McGillicuddies. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score. Mark Rohde filling in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.